Hello there, everyone. This is Keith at Which4You. Welcome to our weekly audio bulletin. Both Barclays and ING have announced thousands of job cuts as part of a cost-cutting strategy. Barclays is to shed 3,700 jobs, half of which will come from the Asian arm of the investment bank. Chief Executive Anthony Jenkins said that the bank was closing a segment of the investment bank that helped clients to avoid tax. Dutch bank ING, whose UK division has been acquired by Barclays, is to axe 2,400 jobs across Belgium and the Netherlands in an effort to save €270 million per year. The UK's biggest insurer has said that motorists could save an average of £60 a year on their car insurance if the system for whiplash claims was changed to cut out the middlemen. Aviva says that the majority of the 550,000 cases made each year are filed by lawyers and claims management firms who are charging big fees. These even include referral fees paid to breakdown companies for information about accident victims. The insurer wants to see the injured party submitting a claim directly to the guilty party's insurer in the first instance to help lower the costs of policies. The total number of mortgages approved in 2012 was the highest in 5 years, the Council of Mortgage Lenders has said. Banks and building societies advanced 540,000 mortgages last year, worth a total of around £81 billion. The number of first-time buyers, at 216,000, also reached a five-year high. The data showed that lending increased towards the end of the year as the Bank of England's funding for lending scheme began to filter slowly towards first-time buyers. And finally, the outbound governor of the Bank of England, Sir Mervyn King, has blamed a series of government-owned goals for keeping inflation high. Sir Mervyn, who leaves his post later this year, said that green taxes and higher tuition fees had maintained upwards pressure on inflation and made the bank's job more difficult. He said that inflation would exceed 3% again in the summer, but that there were signs of recovery on the distant horizon. If you want to know more about how to book your summer holiday safely, or how to get best rates of cash back on your petrol, be sure to check out the latest feature articles on our finance blog.